TanCast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Babb.
This podcast is not recommended for younger listeners or anyone.
Sometimes the best laughs you get in life are the laughs you get when you're not supposed to be laughing.
Hey kids, Mysterious Andy here. At one point in this episode, I thought it would be funny if Commander Worf from Star Trek The Next Generation got flustered and went real gangsta. And it didn't so much come off as funny as racist and tone-deaf, so I asked him if he would bleep it for me. Tim and Noah gave me a lot of shit, and rightly so, because looking back on it, I felt like I was just adding to the hate in the universe, and there's enough of that shit. So, go out, be kind to each other, don't be an idiot like me. Wait, I meant, don't be a idiot! Yeah, I suck.
And he's being a little hard on himself. He's a good guy, we still love him, and so will you. Enjoy the show.
Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
TanCast.
Hi, I'm Tim Babb. I'm a stand-up comedian. My job is to make people laugh. But you know who makes me laugh? My two old roommates, Andy and Noah. We used to live together in a tan house, so now we get together every week and do this TanCast.
This week we talk about having kids, but not before we get sidetracked by the legend of the special hugs chick, spoiling some old movies, and a bunch of other random topics before we finally get to the fucking point.
And when you hear this sound...
Things on.
I'm a mirror for you as well.
Merely adopted the dark. I was born in it.
That means there's a link to whatever we're talking about in the show notes. Okay, let's start the show.
TanCast.
Welcome to TanCast.
Welcome! Oh!
Alright, welcome.
Thank you, Prince. Special guest opening.
Shall we?
That's because... Tim said it was 1999 earlier, right?
That he did.
Because I'm plugged in my fucking router like a cretin. By the way, I'm Tim, the T in TanCast.
I'm Andy, the A in TanCast.
I'm Noah, the N in TanCast.
Yay.
Yay.
And that was TanCast for the week.
Sorry, just looked at my phone and the wireless is not working again. So what originally happened was, it's working again! So I would walk out of the living room where the router is into the bedroom where I was going to TanCast, and my phone would go from, you know, being online to 4G, and I'd walk back out, and it came back on. I'm like, okay, so I'll take the laptop out here. We'll figure out why this is the way it is, but let's just record out here. And then the computer wouldn't connect to the wireless out here, so now I had to plug it in, and now that works. But now I haven't moved, and all of a sudden it's gone back to 4G on my phone. I don't know whose fault this is, but I don't think I can blame Comcast, and that upsets me all the more.
Yeah.
I'd really like this to be Comcast's fault.
We would always like it to be Comcast's fault, Tim.
But if I can still hear you guys, it can't be Comcast's fault.
Nope.
So it's Linksys!
Linksys! Damn you, Linksys!
You are not linking shit, Linksys. Oh.
I should be quiet. My wife's trying to put the kid down for a nap, and I just heard him say, Dada, when he heard me say, damn you, Linksys.
Yeah, Drew was fighting his nap yesterday, really pissing us off. But, We got lucky today. We bribed him because the girl who's usually his babysitter wanted to take him to the park yesterday while he was down for a nap. So today I'm like, you got to go down for a nap because I think she's probably going to want to go to the park today. He's like, oh, okay, I'll go take a nap.
Oh, yeah. Drew like, trying to get with the babysitter.
Yeah, I don't think his 4-year-old dick is going to be impressing any 16-year-olds.
You never know.
You never know.
Give me that smile, little pee-pee. I'm so tight.
He has definitely discovered that thing, though.
No, it's awful.
Quite.
And by the way, I know this makes me a bad parent, but man, your son's a lot easier to take care of when he's sick. Doesn't do a lot of running around and complaining about shit.
Like you said, fuck the economy. Fuck Comcast.
He's always like, man, gun control won't work. It's a myth. I'm like, damn it. I wish you were sick again.
Oh, silliness.
Which brings me to an email from Gray, but or should we do Tan last first?
Whatever.
I know you like to get Tan last all the way, buddy. Let's do it.
All right, let's do it.
Doing it.
The Angelo Bowers Memorial Tan Laugh segment.
Guys, thank you so much. Hey guys, thank you.
Everybody's got a laughing place, a laughing place to go, go, go. Come on in, give us all a grin, and you'll find your time, go, go, go.
Damn, laughs!
Do it.
Do it to it.
Do it.
Thank you, Andy.
Do it.
And Noah.
It must be done. Is it done
all right,
yet?
Well, he didn't... He didn't correct me on the pronunciation of his name last week, so I assume it's still C? No, I guess it's Psy. It's either C or Psy.
C.
Does he have two little prongs that hang off of him?
What? Oh, you mean like the weapon?
Yeah.
Well, he doesn't have a picture, so I don't know. Maybe.
Could that be sweet?
All right, so here's a couple more of the... He threw a lot of jokes in there. So these are the jokes from last week. Wow, I don't know what happened. My energy just fucking fell out of the bottom of my asshole. I'll pick it back up. Sorry, listeners.
Tuck it back in.
You got
no one likes a prolapsed
energy. Wait, what'd you say, Andy?
I said no one likes a prolapsed energy.
We say the same joke.
We did.
By the way, prolapse is disgusting. Like, I don't understand why it's a thing in porn and, like, they lick it. It's just horrible. It's just like, that your body shouldn't be doing that. That means shit's wrong.
Yes, it does. That means your insides are becoming your outsides. Do not evert your colon.
We need to start a group, Andy. Start Kickstarter. Two guys against prolapse anus.
Yes.
And what will you use the money you raise for?
You know, educating people.
Yeah.
Awareness.
Yeah. You shouldn't be sticking someone else's arm up your ass. It's not a good plan. It would result in bad things.
Anti-prolapse awareness. That's a good cause. I'll kick into your Kickstarter.
By the way, I think that outreach for raising awareness is going to be person to person, and it's going to be located in all of the gorgeous, lush tropical locations that Noah and I want to visit.
All right, your dad left too.
Yes, okay. So, son says to dad, I'm gay. Dad looks at his other son and says, what about you? Other son says, me too, dad. Dad says, fuck me. Doesn't anyone in this fucking family like pussy? The daughter says, I do.
She's gay too. That's a funny joke.
It's funny because lesbian.
Who doesn't like a lesbian, really? But remember, lesbians, prolapse anus, not good.
Nope.
The more you know about prolapses,
the more you won't fall off yourself.
I used to visit a site called Consumption Junction. I don't even know if it still exists. But,
yes, I remember that site. That site was horrible.
Yeah, it was. They called it, what do they call it, like ass tulips or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, you make it sound so pleasant, but it's not.
give it to your loved one on Valentine's Day.
What better way to say I love you this year than with ass tulips?
Oh my gosh.
Give him a little kiss.
You're not appreciating life if you don't stop and smell the ass tulips.
My insides wanted to come out and give you a kiss.
Plant your arm in your lover's ass and make ass tulips.
Tiptoe through ass tulips.
Oh, terrible.
Let me finish off the rest of these jokes.
All right. Yes.
I'll try to avoid the ass tulips if I can.
Yes. Please don't tread in our ass tulips, Tim.
In the pub the other day, I was telling that old joke about what do you do if you see an epileptic fit in a having a fit in a bath. Answer, throw in your washing. We were all having a good laugh about this when this big bastard tapped me on the shoulder and said, I don't find that very funny. My brother was an epileptic and he died in the bath during one of his fits. I said, sorry, mate, did he drown? No, he said, he choked on a sock.
That's awful.
Wait, you're skipping around.
Does it matter?
No, it didn't.
Well, because I told some of these last week.
Oh, gotcha.
The wife came out of the bathroom and said, I've just shaved my pussy, and you know what that means, don't you? I said, yeah, the fucking plug hole is blocked again. All right, two more, and then these are all finito. Nearly shagged a ladyboy last night, picked him up at a nightclub, he looked like a woman, smelled like a woman, danced like a woman, even kissed like a woman, but he arrived back at his apartment and reversed his car into a tight parking spot in one fluid moment. That's when I thought, fucking wait a minute. Oh. This is the last one. Saw my mate, Charlie, this morning. He's only got one arm, bless him. I shouted, "Where are you off to, Charlie?" He said, "I'm off to change a light bulb." Well, I just cracked up. I couldn't stop laughing. Then said, "What? That's going to be a bit awkward, isn't it?" "Not really," he said. "I still have the receipt, you insensitive prick."
Oh.
And that's size jokes, yeah.
Si, isai.
Can you not change a light bulb with one hand?
It'd be hard to hold the replacement bulb.
We just set it down.
What, be hard to hold onto the ladder?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You find ways.
Noah just uses his dick. Like Batman uses, like, the grappling hook.
Like, I was thinking more like Indiana Jones.
I don't know if you know this about my dick, but it has suction cups.
Oh, I'm imagining your dick looking like an octopus arm now.
Exactly. Mm. Just wraps around light bulbs, untwists them.
Which is unfortunate for the ladies, because he sucks out their innards like a Saw movie.
Oh. No, ladies.
Prolapsed everything.
I just turn you inside out.
Oh.
Then you don't have to look for the wet spot anymore. It's all moist. Anyways, this 10 lap is from Jonathan. What's better than a cold bud?
Warm bud?
A warm bush.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, pussy. That was it.
Oh, okay.
That was a quick one. Sorry.
This one's from Grace. I haven't pre-read it, so maybe I'll crack up at the end. Maybe I won't. Maybe. I don't know. She says, "Hey, guys, here's one 10 lap compared to my 80 million for whomever gets it first. Enjoy." A blonde walks into a bank in New York City and asks for the loan officer. She says she's going to Europe on business for 2 weeks and needs to borrow $5,000. The bank officer says the bank will need some kind of security for the loan. So the blonde hands over her keys to a new Mercedes-Benz. The car is parked on the street in front of the bank and she has a title on everything, checks out. The bank agrees to accept the car for collateral for the loan. The bank's president and its officers all enjoy a good laugh with Bond for using 110,000 Benz as a collateral against a $5,000 loan. An employee of the bank then proceeds to drive the Benz into the bank's underground garage and parks it there. 2 weeks later, the Bond returns, repays the $5,000 and the interest, which comes to $15.41. The loan officer says, "Miss, we are very happy to have your business, and this transaction has worked out very nicely, but we're a little puzzled. While you were away, we checked you out and found that you're a multimillionaire. What puzzled us is, why would you bother to borrow $5,000? Vaughn replies, "Where else in New York City can I park my car for 2 weeks for only $15.41 and expect to be there when I return?" And she says, "Finally, a smart blonde joke. For my BFF
who's like
getting married soon, Christina."
Wait, what?
She says, "Finally, a smart blonde joke. For my BFF who is getting married soon, Christina."
Oh, I thought she was saying she was marrying Christina. I was like, wait, what?
Love always, Grace, number one redhead Disney freak. Redhead Disney freak.
So, Christina, if you're looking for, you know, something crazy to do on your bachelorette party, Noah.
No.
You're going to
Noah's something wild crazy
oat.
To do?
Noah's oats are the wildest.
Mines are still cut. I don't know what that means. P.S. When I was at Disneyland recently, I kept hearing the Tan Laugh song that Tim had done using Disney music. Tim, you're doing it.
I am doing it. It's done. Maybe that will be the one for this week. Hooray.
Tim has done it all up.
I've been craving a peanut butter and jelly sandwich lately. I don't know why.
I just had one today.
I don't want to buy peanut butter and jelly and bread just to have it around, because I'm only going to want one. I need to find a place.
I can give you a Crustable. That's what I have. Those frozen Crustables.
How are they? How do they compare with, like, a fresh-made one? Like, when you grind the... I like to put some peanuts in my mouth and just chew them up and spit on the bread.
Well, it's not as fresh as that.
Then I just take some strawberries...
Nor is it as gross.
...and sugar and shove those in my mouth and just chew them up and spit them on the bread.
That would be awesome. Like, as an instructional video. All right, we're going to make the freshest peanut butter and jelly.
Tim, you should do it.
You should.
Oh,
that would be...
Andy's dying.
That would be awesome. Yeah, Andy's still got a little bit of the lung butter.
Yeah, it's all still hanging around here.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Noah, you seem to have avoided it. Well done.
No, hooray! I got sick.
probably all that goddamn clean living he does.
No, I got sick.
Oh.
I just don't think... I didn't get as bad as you guys, though. Well, at least not as bad as Andy, I should say.
Yeah, clearly.
And it passed in a week. Like, I mean, it was actually pretty fast. Like, before I'd be getting sick, it would last probably, like, a good, like, 2 weeks. Like, I would get sick, I'd get better, but then I'd have, like, the mucus that Andy's having and the coughing that would last for, like, a while. It was really annoying.
Yes. I feel you on that, as the kids say.
Yes, I feel you.
I feel
I think the Wi-Fi is working again. I know you guys were worried about that.
I was. I think I sharted a little bit. I was so worried.
Don't shart.
No. No.
Oh, so, Grace, let's do the listener email.
Oh, yeah?
Captain, incoming message.
You've got mail.
Message for you, son.
DeVille! DeVille is here!
TanCast! Listener email!
From... Whoops, wrong thing open. From Gray. Hey guys, Gray here. I'm at that age where all my friends are starting to get married or are in relationships that look like they'll be headed that way and even have some kids. A question I'd like to know the answer to is, what made you guys, i.e. Tim and Andy, want to have kids? Was it always part of the plan? And if it wasn't, what made you change your minds? Because I definitely can't or don't want to see children in mine. Thanks again for the 207 list show.
People don't realize when 207 gets posted, the world ends.
I don't think so.
The world will have ended for you because it will be in your will for me to go in, grab it from your computer, edit it, and post it.
I believe my colon is where I said I was storing it.
Your computer might be up there. I don't know what you do.
Oh, well, that's true.
It's Georgia.
No, according to my tweets from... Whoa, fuck. That was a long time ago. It is on a USB key safely tucked away inside my colon. And when I die from autoerotic defenestration, then it's going to be like the worst pinata ever.
I don't even want to think about it.
I don't either.
Oh, and by the way, if you're going to go see The Impossible, that movie's fucking gory. Just putting it out there.
The Impossible?
The Impossible. It's with Ewan McGregor and... Why are there some hot ladies just bouncing on the street corner? Someone just jumped around a guy and wrapped your legs around them.
Good pictures.
I was like, do you have your camera? Yeah, I know.
No.
You have your iPhone around.
Now
snap,
they're walking
snap.
Away. Bye, attractive lady.
You should have yelled out the window, come hump on me!
Tim, do you remember Special Hug Chick?
Oh, I remember Special Hug Chick.
Oh, she was a wonderful woman. Wonderful lady. Anyways. Yeah, The Impossible.
Wait, 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 wait. The listeners want to know who Special Hug Chick is.
No, they don't care.
Yes. Andy wants to know who Special Hug Chick is.
So, back when Noah and I were working at the theater, they did, the
Rocky
only
Horror.
Words coming to my head are Monty Python, and I know that's not it.
Rocky Horror.
Oh, Rocky Horror Picture Show?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Like I just said twice.
Yes. Well, the first time I was talking over it, I'm like, oh, I think Noah just said it, but I have to explain why I'm still talking. And then when you said it, Andy talked over it, so I'm like, well, I'll give a thank you, and he'll think it's for both of them.
Well, on my end, I just heard the from Noah's side, so.
Oh, he was taking out some guys with a Tommy gun while he was answering our question.
Yes. Ooh, dirty
anyway,
rat.
So they had the Rocky Horror Picture Show that we would show, I think, every Saturday night or Friday. I can't remember. Nor does it matter. And a bunch of crazy freaks would come in and act it out. And then much more crazy freaks would come watch it. And one of them, I can't remember if she was part of the cast or just one of the people who watched it all the time.
Just one of the people that watched it.
That is crazy.
And I remember you went to, I don't think you went to a party with her, but you went to a party that she just happened to be at.
Yes. And that was when I was like, they don't feed her. Because
well, she was
just
tiny.
Planted by the chips. Yes, she was. She was very tiny. She was not a tall lady and not a thick lady. She was a skinny little gal. But she was just planted by the chips and the dips. Just. It's like I remember. Like I was thinking, but like I was gonna reach my hand in there to get them, and she would just slash at me like a Wolverine. Like.
Some people just love chips. Chips are delicious.
I'm sure they were, but it's just like, damn, girl, slow down.
Sometimes you got the munchies.
Too fast, girl, you're too fast.
Oh, you know what? There was no shortage of pot at that party, so there's no reason to believe she didn't have the munchies. But still, it was very amusing to see this skinny broad just, you know, planted by the... Like, she was on the floor, and the chips were in her lap, and the dip was to her right. And she was like, chips, dip, chip, dip, dip, mouth.
I feel like she could have optimized that by putting the chips to her right and the dip in front of her.
Well, you know what? I wasn't going to call her out on it.
Nope. Yeah, I'm sure Kim wasn't thinking about that.
She's got a system, and it's working for her. I'll just let her do what she does. Oh, but anyway, so her special hug consisted of... Wait, maybe Noah can describe it better.
Well, didn't she just, like... She would jump up on you, wrap her legs around your waist, and just kind of hang off... Like, she would lean back, right?
Yeah. That's what I thought, but I was like, am I getting it wrong? Am I describing something else? But no, yeah, something else.
Yeah, Tim likes to get lots of special hugs. I can't remember which special hug she it is.
They're the specialist.
Was it the reversed, reverse cowboy? Was it the Bucking Bronco? I don't know.
So by lean back, you mean basically she'd jump on you like a monkey and then grind her crotch against you.
Not really grinding. She would just...
Yeah.
She would just press
more,
it.
Yeah.
The crotch wasn't really the main focal point. Like, it wasn't like she was like, I'm going to rub my crotch against you.
Okay, right. So no rubbing, more just like a quick little pussy kiss.
That was sort of the byproduct of it. But the real thing that you were focused on is the fact that her legs were wrapped around you. You're like, hey, this is good.
How long can you hold on to this for? Hang on, let's see how long I can stand like this for.
Like, I don't even remember how that happened. Oh, fuck. I hope that... You know what? I'm going to say this now. I love you, 49ers. Don't make it to the fucking Super Bowl. Please. I realized maybe that's why that girl was excited. I just saw some guys rocking around with flags and horns. I'm like, oh, fuck. You guys are going to go fucking crazy.
Now, what if they riot if they lose?
Ooh. All right. You know what? I just don't want... You know what? It's a Sunday. I don't need sleep. Just don't burn shit, all right? You can yell. Just don't burn shit.
You hear that, San Francisco? Who won't be listening to this until at least Monday?
Oh, Jesus Christ. I just realized, no matter what, Noah, one of us is fucked.
Oh, what? Atlanta?
Yeah.
Is that who they're playing?
We may be both fucked. Like, maybe one will win, the other one will riot.
It's the Tancast cities versus each other. That's awesome. Not really, because I don't give a fuck.
Part of me wants to say go Niners just so I don't have to fucking hear about it for the next couple of weeks. You know, as a Charger fan, it gets really annoying and depressing. Like, woo, Falcons! Like, yeah, I remember feeling that way in 1995.
When I was in Pittsburgh, they were really bummed because I guess it's a long time since they haven't been in the playoffs. So
yeah.
Like, what do we do now? Like, this time of year is always football playoff parties. What do we do now?
I guess we got to talk to each other.
They were not happy.
I don't want to talk to you. Bullshit. I don't want to talk to you.
Well, listen, what else is there?
This is suicide.
And many have chosen suicide.
Suicide is painless.
Oh, that's awful.
It brings on many changes. How many times can we reference this song in a row?
Wait. Do we owe that director's kids like some money now?
I think we do. I think we owe Altman's kids some money.
You could take it from our Tancast profits.
Yeah.
Good luck with that.
You could contact our lawyer, Argo. Fuck yourself.
To continue diverging on sub-tangents and not getting back to Gray's letter, so Noah watched Star Trek Nemesis, and you didn't think it was shit?
Well, okay, so I didn't think it was shit because I don't think I really cared about Star Trek as much as you guys.
Well, it does have handsome Bob in it.
Like, I mean, yeah, I definitely knew that, like, I'm like, yeah, we already know that Data has, like, a brother. So, yeah, that's stupid. The Doom Buggy thing didn't bother me. Like, really? Like, yeah, I just didn't think it was that bad. Like, I was just like, it wasn't great, but I was just like, it's a movie. It was mildly entertaining.
That whole Doom Buggy thing just seemed so pointless.
Mm-hmm.
And then one of the things that irritated me, and they never explained it, why is Data wearing safety goggles?
Oh.
So he doesn't get sand into his eye.
Like Superman wearing a seatbelt in the new movie. I'd be like, what the fuck are you doing?
I just want to know, when they rammed that other ship, like, was there anyone in that area that they rammed into the other ship?
Didn't he call for the evacuation of, like, the front half of the ship?
That's what I was... I remember he called for evacuation somewhere, but I wasn't sure if that, like, if it pertained to, like, where they just rammed, like, into the other ship. And that seems so fucking dangerous.
I don't think he had time. When he decided to make that move and made that move, I don't think he called out, okay, everybody evacuate the saucer section. Nope. He's like, just like, you know what? Fuck, motherfuckers.
What if your ship just got ripped apart? You all got sucked down into space. Like, what were you thinking?
Worf hits the all-call button and goes, run!
All right, Andy. Stop it.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Racism.
It's okay. Worf's black.
Getting way too comfortable being way too racist. We need to get you the fuck out of Georgia.
You're getting a little uppity there, honky.
I blame the pain meds.
And I mean, I kind of just liked watching a young, what's his name?
Bane?
Yeah.
Tom Hardy?
Yeah, Tom Hardy.
Handsome Bob?
And then I got all excited. I was like, hey, that is Brian...
Singer.
Yeah. Did you know he was in there, Tim?
Was that?
Did you know he was in there?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Because this was after X-Men, so he did it as a favor to come on as a cameo. I was like, better favor would have been if he'd have directed it.
Now, but do you think that's directing or script writing, right? Like,
it's a little of both. Apparently, a lot of the script got chopped down.
Oh. Like, did and they explain, the, like, oh, why, like, they didn't know who, like, that Data had a brother already?
That I don't know. I imagine they would have. Because I feel like that. Like, they just don't acknowledge it, and they don't even consider the possibility that they are, in fact, looking at lore.
Yeah.
And well, also, I just thought the, like, he was supposed to come off as innocent, as childlike, the before, the like, mm-hmm. the younger, you know, the less sophisticated Data. He comes off as Retardobot.
It kind of does.
Why?
Why? I don't understand.
I like to move my face. Why does your head shiny? Stop it.
I like lamp.
Are you just looking at things in this room?
I mean, it was a little ridiculous that Picard goes onto the ship by himself and, like, I'm going to save us all. Like, really, Picard? Like, you think you're that badass?
Fucking send Data.
Yes.
He's the one who ends up handling business anyway. If you had just done that in the first place, Data wouldn't be dead.
Yep. Spoiler alert for 15-year-old movie.
So, wait, how does Data come back, or does... Or does his brother just become Data?
So, I think what they're implying is, since Data's transcribed all his thoughts and memories to Before, that Before will somehow, like, that his personality will just come back through and be Data.
So, what I'm saying, like, in the later movies, that is Before?
There are no later Next Generation movies.
There's no one after Nemesis?
Nope.
Nope, that's the one that killed the franchise.
Yep. Oh!
That's why it had to be rebooted.
I didn't realize that was the final one. I mean, of that series.
Yeah. Low note.
I don't think it was that bad. I did get really pissed off that Tom Hardy was bald. And it's like, you can tell he's Picard's clone because he's bald. Like, we saw pictures in the show of Picard at that age with hair.
But if you think about it, have you ever seen Patrick Stewart with hair?
Yes, in the show. They had him with hair sometimes when they were flashing back.
Real hair. I'm just kidding.
I would like a fan dub of that movie with all of Tom Hardy's lines revoiced in the Bane voice.
Yes.
That would be pretty funny.
You will not be there to witness the Ekum's triumph over the voice. Perhaps he's wondering why I would shoot a man with a phaser before throwing him out of an airlock.
That's not a line in the movie, but I would just like
to see one movie where, like, people are fighting, and, like, instead of, like, prolonging the execution of the person by talking and shit, they just fucking do it. Just bam, done.
Mm-hmm. And then they deliver the long expository monologue to that person's corpse.
Because, like, who does, like, when you're killing people, why would you just sit there and talk and delay? Or, like, when people are, like, a fight to death, they throw them around a couple times. Like, why would you throw someone around? If you got the drop on them, just stab them.
Like, so at the end, like, Picard and the clone are just staring at each other while the clone's been stabbed through.
And he,
like,
pulls himself further onto the thing.
Like, Fucking get out of there. Destroy the thing. Do what you're supposed to do.
Oh, yeah. And he gets frozen. He's just staring there, and Data has to come save the day. It's like, fucking man up.
Come on, man. This is why people say Kirk's better, you bald piece of shit.
Do really people say Kirk's better?
Oh, a lot of people say Kirk is better.
I would say I like Picard better.
Yep.
Well, I definitely do, except for most parts of that movie.
Except for when he got, yeah, he took a level in stupid from whoever the writer was.
I saw Avengers again.
Oh, so did I.
And it was better. I liked it better this time.
Good. Glad to hear it.
I don't think I could like it any better.
I did not love it the first time, but I was like, I watched it. I'm like, you know, this is a pretty good movie. They definitely capture like the different characteristics of the different characters, and I don't know, it was good. It was a good movie.
Yeah, and like, I mean, Joss Whedon's great with snappy dialogue, but there's the one scene. Okay, spoiler alert, everybody. I'm going to talk about a scene 2/3 of the way through the movie, maybe 3/4, quite late in the movie. But somebody says something to Banner about being angry, and he goes, "That's my secret. I'm always angry." And it seems like kind of like a total badass line, but then you stop and think about that line, and it's like, oh, holy shit, like this guy who's always on the edge of becoming a murderous monster, it isn't like if he gets angry, it's like he is always, always angry. He is always a half a step away from that. What a shitty life that guy leads. Just me? Well,
yeah.
Just me.
Yeah, it probably is a shitty life. Like, the fact that you could turn into this... Although, he seems to be able to control it, though. Which I don't quite understand. Well, in that movie, he can.
In the Norton movie, they show him kind of progressing. And I guess the Norton movie is supposed to be the direct prequel to this one.
Mm-hmm.
Hulk-wise. So no reboot in the Hulk, just a change in actor.
Mm-hmm.
But a big part of that movie is him starting to gain at least a little bit of control of the Hulk, or a little bit of... I guess influence over what the Hulk's like motivations are going to be, what the Hulk's about to go do, and it shows him. I think he's meditating at the end.
Yeah,
and his eyes go green.
Yeah,
like he's
yeah.
starting to get a little bit of control over it.
I will say, Josh Whedon does have pretty good dialogue, but it does border on the cheesy sometimes.
What?
Like, a couple,
how dare you?
There's like a line or two in the movie. I'm like, it's all right, but it's a little cheesy too.
Name one.
I did not write it down. I cannot.
Then I call bullshit.
Then your argument is invalid. Here's Batman writing Superman.
Zon, I'm a mirror for you as well.
You merely adopted the dark. I was born in it.
I was going to say my hair is a bird, but that one works too.
I also watched... I don't know if you've read
this. Wait. Before we get off Avengers, did you hear they're bringing Agent Coulson back?
I think I had heard that.
I hadn't.
And a S.H.I.E.L.D. series. So I don't know if it's going to be like a TV series or if it's going to be like a series of shorts or what it is. But supposedly there's going to be a S.H.I.E.L.D. series and Coulson is going to be brought back.
Are they going to give him his own theme song? Like, na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na, Coulson!
Probably not.
Yeah, I would go with Tim on that one.
Okay. Just curious. Just checking.
All right, now what else did you see?
Oh, so did you ever read The Dark Knight Returns, Andy? The Frank Miller comic book?
Yes. That's the one where he's up against the mutants as a really old man.
Yeah, he comes out of retirement, basically, because, you know, Gotham's going to shit. they're doing a 2-part animated movie.
Huh.
And I watched the first part of it recently, and that was pretty good. The second part's already out. What was that?
The second part's already out, you know.
It just came out. Or, no, I don't think it's out yet, actually, on DVD.
Pretty sure it is.
Oh, you know what? It might
maybe be. Maybe it's not on Netflix.
Yeah, I will say maybe the delay. So I should say the second part's not out on Netflix.
Okay.
Which is how I watch movies.
Well, Kevin Smith got a huge old bat boner about it, so you should look forward to that.
Cool. I mean, yeah, it was good. I felt... I was going to say, in the animated series, they did a episode where the three kids were describing Batman, and one of them was, like, they were describing The Dark Knight Returns, so they did, like, a little snippet of the comic book, and that was good. I was like, I would love if they expanded it out. Now they are. I would say the first part is pretty good. It's pretty true to the comic book. I mean, obviously, they can't do everything, but I was looking, I actually started flipping for the comic book. I'm like, oh, shit, they have that. Because I misremembered it. I'm like, wait, I don't remember this happening. And I had to go back. I'm like, oh, yeah, this is how it happened the first time.
Wasn't that also the episode of the animated series where one of the kids was named Joel, and like, he had a ponytail like Joel Schumacher, and he was talking about the Batman, like the Batmobile climbing walls and stuff, and the other kids were mocking him?
I don't remember that, because I actually don't remember the other two stories that the people had. I just remember that specific one, because that was the one that excited me the most. I'm like, because I still love that comic book, but even then I was like, oh, fuck, I love that comic book. I can't believe they're doing it on the show.
Mm-hmm.
What's funny is I do believe Peter What's-His-Butt, RoboCop, is the voice of Batman.
It is, which that part I'm not a fan of. Like, it's not terrible, but I don't love it. It's kind of like when, like, even when I watch Superman animated movies and someone else does the voice besides the one who did it on the animated series, it still throws mm-hmm. me off a little bit, too. I'm just like, I don't like this as much as the guy who did it on the animated series.
Well, I thought it was interesting because Michael Keaton will be in the RoboCop reboot.
Ah, look at that.
Connections.
Swippity swappity.
What? Wait, Michael Keaton's going to be like the RoboCop?
No, he's just going to be in it.
Oh, okay.
I think he's going to be the quote-unquote bad guy.
Hey, that's kind of like when Bill Murray started doing the voice of Garfield for the Garfield movies, and the guy who had done Garfield the animated series started doing Bill Murray's character in the real Ghostbusters.
Yes, but here's something I didn't know. Bill Murray didn't like Lorenzo Music's doing his voice, so he championed to get Dave Coulier to replace him because he does an impression of him from Caddyshack. So he kicked Lorenzo Music off of his character's voice, essentially, and then after Lorenzo Music died, he did the voice Lorenzo Music did in the live-action movie Garfield.
That's hilarious. It's a little bit like spitting on someone's grave.
Yep. Bill Murray, you're a fuck.
Aw. Oh. Sorry, Bill Murray. I still like you.
Take that, Bill Murray. You've been tan cast.
I still like Bill Murray too, Tim. You're outnumbered.
That's fine.
Hey, did we ever actually answer Gray's request?
No.
Nope.
Let's get back to it.
I was going to see how far in this episode we'd go before we got back to this point of it.
So, kids.
As Miles sort of slowly coughing himself awake.
I mean, one thing I was going to say, I mean, I don't know how it is for Gray, but I feel like men probably aren't as pressured as much to have kids as women are, I would guess. And also, I mean, my general feeling is, like, I kind of want kids, but at the same time, like, I'm totally okay with people not having kids, because, A, the world's already overpopulated as it is, and it's like, we're all fighting for the same resources, so if you don't want to bring more kids into that world, I'm totally okay with that. I mean, me personally, I haven't had kids yet, but I would like kids, and hopefully if it happens before I get too old, then I probably will. If it doesn't, then I probably won't. And I'm sort of be okay with that. Before, I'd be like, I want kids, but now I'm like, yeah, if it doesn't happen, I'll be all right. It's not the end of the world. You know, for those reasons I just stated.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Well, men remain physically capable of having kids.
Yeah. I mean, that's not what I'm worried about, though. It's more like I want to be active in my kid's life and not be like old and like I can't like do things with my kid.
Oh, you mean like me?
Well, I'm not saying like anyone. I'm just saying me in general.
My back's out.
you go play over there, son.
I'm my dad was hella old when he had me, and he was black too, so you're all set.
I don't know how being black matters there.
That's all I got.
So I growing, when I was a young adult, certainly, I don't know how old Gray is, but I certainly did not want kids. Of course, I also...
That, like, even back in high school, you had said.
Well, yeah, I mean, but what dude in high school can't wait to have kids?
True.
I mean, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe there's high schoolers like, oh, man, fucking, okay, I get the kids, then you get the money, then you get the power.
Then you get the bitches. Oh, wait, I guess you're having kids, you already got the bitches.
But I also never saw myself getting married. And he says, like, what changed your mind? I have no idea. But at some point, a switch just flipped, and I was like, you know what? I would like to get married. Part of it was, you know, meeting Danelle. I was like, okay, I don't want to get married to anybody but that one. And then
I choose her or nobody. Her or then empty loneliness.
I don't know what flipped the switch for kids. At one point, I was just like, I can have kids.
Well, and I mean, go ahead.
Well, and then I have to say I'm very pleasantly surprised how having kids is. Like, I thought it was, I mean, not that it's not work, but, like, there is more reward to it than I had anticipated.
Yes. Yeah, especially once you get over that about, you know, year and a half, 2 year hump, where they start to become more like people.
Well, I'm not even over that hump yet.
You're approaching it. He's got opinions and such. You're cresting the hill.
I'm just saying, like, it's like, oh, this is more than just, you know, taking care of something. Like, you actually get something out of it. I don't know. That doesn't sound...
Well, I mean, you do get something out of it. Like, I mean, I wouldn't say... I mean, having kids is definitely work, and you probably put more into it than you get out of it. But actually, I don't even know if that's true, per se. I don't have a kid. But, I mean, you do get something out of it. You get, like, this being that will love you, you know, unconditionally for a while, at least. But also, I mean, I think there's part of, like, I'm sure part of it is, like, you are kind of molding something in your image. You are leaving, like, a part of yourself that's going to be here around longer than you will, you know, ideally.
Yeah, that's very true.
Like, I think, you know, I'm sure that is a part of, like, you know, when I think about kids, it's interesting to think about, like, oh, you know, I'm going to instill the good habits that I feel, you know, someone should have, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're kind of passing along. And I'm sure part of it's also genetic. Like, we are driven to, you know, keep the species going, as it were. You know, keep the line going. So, yeah, I mean, you do get something out of it.
And mostly I was just like, well, the world cannot be denied these genes. I have to spread them. So I chose a fit female.
Yes.
And we paired off.
You will do, fit female. Come along.
I hear from the bedroom my wife went, how romantic.
Your genes seem complementary to mine. Let us lay both pairs of our genes in the corner. And fuck.
I like to fuck.
So, Andy, how about you? What made you decide to have kids?
Boredom. No, I'm joking.
Really?
My wife.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm sure part of it for some people, like, as long as you're not, like, strongly against it, I'm sure, like, you could probably be, like, you know, on some cases, like, one person is convinced by the other person, like, you know, okay, I love you, and, like, this is what you really want, so, you know, this is, you know, I'm willing to do this for you.
On a long-term sort of glide path, I'd always thought, yeah, you know, I want to have a kid, probably two, and my wife and I didn't want to be... You know, like renting and moving around and whatever, and having a baby in a tiny little apartment. We wanted to move somewhere where we could buy a house, so we moved here and bought a house. And there's aspects of those choices I'd change if I can go back to it. But after we'd been married for a couple of years and had the house for a couple of years, and kind of both felt like our career paths were stable. Joke's on us. A year later, the company implodes.
Yeah, that's why we didn't bother with that path.
Yeah. Well, if we lived in California, we wouldn't have bothered because we wouldn't have been able to bother. And we probably still would have, you know, around the same-ish time, probably decided we wanted to have kids. Caitlin, I think at the time Caitlin felt more strongly than I did, like, you know, the time is right. Let us produce the child now. And I was more like, well, we want to have kids, yes. And I'm kind of doing the math in my head of, yeah, now's probably a pretty good time to start. But, you know, I don't see why now is a great time to start versus, like, next month or the month after or whatever. And then it turns out, you know, we had some difficulty getting pregnant at first. So it turns out that we didn't conceive for, like, 6 months after we started trying. And then we did. And then we had him.
I did not know how first shot out of the box. Bah, that's how Bab does it. Bah. Yeah.
I was not aware that there's just a small window that you can get pregnant in.
Yeah.
I thought, like, just anytime women could just, like, bam, baby. Like, nope. Not anytime, but I did not realize the window was so small.
Nope, your sperms have a limited shelf life, and that egg has an even more limited shelf. Well,
not
no,
shelf
probably
life, but, like, there's, like, a window of when it can, like, get, the egg there to get pregnant, right?
Yeah, it's only viable for a couple of days.
Yeah,
Yeah. 3 to 7, depending. And guy's sperm is only viable for, like, I think it's 1 to 4 days.
Yeah, when you learn the mechanics of it, you're surprised it ever happens by accident.
Yeah.
Yes. I'm like, wow, it seems to happen by accident way more than it should.
It seems to happen by accident more than it happens on purpose, almost.
Yeah, fun fact for you both. It turns out that that women get hornier when they're about to be fertile.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They like.
Oh, so that's why it would happen on accident.
And when they're like going out to clubs and stuff, they tend to dress in a more revealing fashion when they are about to be fertile.
That's why you gotta wrap it, fellas.
Wrap mm-hmm. up those signals.
Also, because you don't want to get the dick rot.
Yeah.
Well,
that's
good advice as well.
Yeah. Supposedly. The high incidence of bikini waxes and, you know, just general shaving and trimming is making a couple of species of pubic lice endangered species.
I'm okay with that.
That's crazy.
Do we really need pubic lice?
That was quite a tangential leap Andy just made.
Oh, we were already on STDs.
We're talking about women. Let's talk about pubic lice.
I'd already said dick rot. That got me on STDs, and that reminded me of the thing I was reading about the pubic lice.
Still weird, Andy.
And now we need to start another Kickstarter project, Andy.
Yes.
Save pubic lice.
Save the pubic lice.
Wait a minute, just stop cutting off all your hair. You're killing this lice. Look at this little face. We could drop like a cute little pubic lice.
He just wants
to hang out in your pubic hair.
We'll have Pixar people drop an animatic for us.
Grow out your fanny bush.
Oh, man. Ridiculous.
We are.
So I think we covered kids, right?
I think so.
In the only way Tancast knows how. Poorly.
So I think the gist of it is, if you don't want kids, that's okay. But if you change your mind in the future, that's okay as well. Yep. I mean, if you do really show strongly one way or the other, I would just suggest if you're ever dating someone, just let that be known up front.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, probably not first date, but you know, when you sense things start to get serious.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, don't be like, hey, how's it going? Yeah, that's a nice place. I don't have kids. I don't want
to. I don't want kids. All right. But... what do you want to eat? That's all I was asking.
Hey, baby, I'm a Scorpio and do not want children.
Just put it in your Match.com profile. That's all we're saying. No? Too soon? All right.
I will say, on OkCupid, some people do put that. Which I feel
is... Yeah, I thought that was a...
Okay.
Sorry?
You weren't being funny.
I thought that was a common thing.
Oh, no, I thought you were being funny.
No, well... I was being funny in that I don't know that he has a Match.com profile, but serious in that people do put that on their profiles, do they not?
Yeah, yeah.
That was even a thing on MySpace. Like, for your like it wasn't even a dating site, but that was like, you know, blah, 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 has children, doesn't have children, and wants children, doesn't have children, and wants children. Like, those were options.
Right, right, right.
And it's like, whoa, 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 whoa. Getting a little ahead of ourselves. Maybe.
Baby, 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 oh!
What the fucking shit?
Justin Bieber.
Why? Yeah, I know who the fuck it is. Why are you singing it?
Because you know who the fuck it is. Because it's a good song.
No, try again.
Best song ever.
Jesus. Michael will say...
Andy, no, Noah, no, Andy, no.
He will say baby, baby. Some, you know, he'll just say, you know, he'll pick any word he says and he'll say it a couple times. And baby is one of the words he says. So he'll repeat it a couple times. And then Danelle will start singing that. I'm like, no, that's not coming in this house. There's a very real possibility that Justin Bieber will flame out before our son is interested in music. And so there's no need for us to introduce it.
Oh, I can't wait to see your child again.
Oh, damn you. I will punch you in the throat with your own dick.
Come here, Michael. I got a little song I'll play for you. Learn it. Love it. Wrote a song about it. Like to hear it? Here it goes.
So, Martin Luther King weekend.
Yeah. It looks okay. You're doing it, buddy.
Oh, you know what? Today, Obama just got re-inaugurated, or whatever the term is for your second inauguration.
And he's going to get a... Well, this is technically his third, right? Because he had to redo it. And I think he's going to have another one on Monday.
Oh, he's doing something else on Monday?
I was just listening to someone. They say he's going to get inaugurated four times. Because they had to redo one.
Today is the official one because it's the day set down in the Constitution, I think.
Uh-huh.
But because it's a Sunday, they're doing one tomorrow that's like the public one.
Okay.
Seems like it would be easier for the public to attend the Sunday one, seeing as they don't have work.
Well, as it is a bank holiday and federal holiday, tomorrow's probably just as good as today.
Well, fuck you. How about that?
Well, fuck me indeed.
What do you have to say to that, Tim?
Nothing.
Yeah, that's my thought.
My needs have been met.
So yeah, there was just a little fact. He's like this tied for, I guess, the person who's been inaugurated like the most times.
Woo-hoo!
Go Obama.
USA. USA.
Well, I was president. And I don't remember who the other one was. Because, yeah, that probably fell right in my head. A little fact, Barack Obama was on the show Check Please in 2001, just in case you were wondering.
What is Check Please?
It's a show where they have three people pick restaurants, and they all agree to go eat at each other's restaurants, and they come back and review them on this show. It's like a KQED show.
So he was just some random dude? He wasn't like in Senate? No, because he wasn't a senator yet.
He was senator then. He wasn't just some random dude.
Oh, so he was a senator. In 2001?
Yeah, 2001.
Yeah, he got. So let's see. 2008 is when he was. So I guess 2002 is when he got elected, too.
What was Tim laughing about?
2004, he must have been elected as senator.
Danelle came around the corner to help out with this, and it's just funny to me. And it's funny because you and her are both sort of doing the same mental math in your heads. So I get to watch a personification of it with a much better personification.
Yes.
No offense, Andy.
I will agree. She has more bodacious tatas than I do.
All right. You talk about my wife's tits in an inordinate amount. You really need to stop.
Wow! Just get serious.
Stop saying the N-word. Stop talking about how good my looking my wife is.
Damn, Tim, you got a hot fucking wife, dude. She got some
Danelle
titties.
Says you don't have to stop talking about how good looking she is.
Thank you, Danelle.
I would tear that ass up.
All right. Danella said that Barack Obama became a senator in 2005, so he was still organizing communities back in 2001.
All right. We should put that one over there. This one, we got to pick this piece up and move it.
File this one under C for community.
Work done.
I'm the best. You're going to be president someday. Yeah, you fucking A right.
I'm the best around.
Nothing's going to
end. Our Obama impersonation is awesome.
Oh, I was going to say horrible.
Oh, that's what I meant.
Much like all the rest of our impersonations. Impressions? Whatever.
No, we're impersonating him.
Okay.
We're intending people to believe that it is actually him.
Says he was a member of the Illinois Senate from the 13th District in office from 97 to 2004, according to Wikipedia.
Ah.
Wikipedia says he was a member of the Senate. Oh, wait. So he was a state senator... Like in the state's Senate body.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As opposed to a senator, like a United States senator.
That's correct.
Okay.
Because I was like, I'm pretty sure the thing I read said he was a. Oh, it did say then state senator. So I left that part out. My bad.
Well, now we've got the details squared away and we're all good.
Yes. All right, nap time.
How long have we been going?
An hour.
We can wrap it up.
Yep, an hour.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. All right. I accidentally stood on the cord and ripped the headphones off my head.
Ooh, that does not sound pleasant, because typically it kind of grabs your head a little bit on the way off.
Well, fortunately, the left thing is broken, so it flies off independently of the. So it usually just breaks away.
Oh, huzzah! So it's got one of those safety headphones.
It just breaks away. It's fine.
Almost as though I've done accidents like this many times before.
To the point that you've broken your headphones.
Yeah, to that point, yes. I had something I was going to bring up this week. Fuck if I can remember what it was.
Was it about money, movies, children?
Nope.
Travel?
Don't think so. Oh, yeah, went to Disneyland, got to check out their new Infinity game.
And
Infinity?
Wait, that was two separate things.
It.
Sorry.
What?
I said, wait, that was two separate things. Went and spent a day in Disneyland, got to have Alyssa, one of our listeners, do a Storybook Land, I don't know what you call it, she hosted it? Wrote? She was... Storybook Land is the one where you're on the boat and you pass by all the little miniatures and there's a person driving the boat who is
also narrating it.
So that was her. But I don't know how to describe that she did that. But she did that.
She did the tour.
For us. Yeah, okay. And I recorded it, but I promised her I wouldn't put it on the episode.
Okay.
Was she like shy about it? Like she thinks she didn't do it very well, or
No. I figured
Oh right.
I didn't ask her ahead of time beforehand, and I don't know what Disney's rules are on that kind of thing, so just to be safe, I just recorded it and then I was like, what am I gonna do with this? But she gave me a look like, I fucking see you recording that.
I see you, baby. Shaking that ass.
Holding the new video game looked interesting till I found out it was $75. I was like, well, fuck you.
Whoa.
What is it? Is it like its own system?
No, but it is like, so you get this like thing that you plug into whatever, either your computer or your gaming system, and it has like these little ports, for lack of a better word, and you have like these little action figures that have a chip in them, and you put the action figure in the port, and that is your character in the game, and so you can get all these different action figures from like Buzz Lightyear to Jack Sparrow, and then like they have their own games, like Jack Sparrow has his own Pirates of the Caribbean game, and that's called like his playset, and then you come out of there into something they call the toy box, where you can mix things from every Disney property that they have in this game, so you can have. You can create whole worlds, and you can create anything from Scrooge McDuck's money bin to the thing from Epcot Center, that big space ball, and then you can create tracks and you have them race each other and run around, so like Jack Sparrow and the Monsters Inc. people can hang out, and Jack Skellington, and like all, so like, and then you can play online with friends or split screen with someone in the room, so you have adventures together and you guys can be whoever you want. So that all seems cool, but just $75, and that's just the starter kit and two characters.
That sounds like, what's it called?
And
Skylanders.
And sure you have to pay those other characters.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm sure it'll come down. I was just saying, it sounds like Skylanders.
Our Jibber Jabbering is officially Welcome the Baby.
Okay. Well, I saw three movies. Skyline, The Lorax, and Mission Impossible Ghost Protocol.
You mean Skyfall?
No.
Skyline.
Oh.
Alien Invasion movie.
Yep, Alien Invasion of L.A.
Right, okay.
Skyline, great special effects, shitty dialogue. Could not give one half of a rat's ass what was going on with the characters. So don't waste your time. Lorax, decent. It would have been, I think, exceptional, except I felt like the songs weren't all that good or memorable. And there were a lot of them. And Mission Impossible Ghost Protocol... I think I went in with too high expectations because everyone was like creaming their shorts about how it may be the best Mission Impossible movie ever and all that shit. And it was definitely a Mission Impossible movie. And I liked Simon Pegg in it, and there was, lots of action-y type set pieces that were like, wow, that's a big-ass stunt with Tom Cruise crawling around on the outside of that tallest tower in the world and all. But, just the overall plot kind of felt a little bit confusing and... just sort of like, oh, okay, so they're, once again, the Mission Impossible people are off on their own, kind of like they always are. I guess having a support structure for these people is completely redundant at this point, because it's never going to be there for them. So, in order, Skyline, Lorax, good. Mission Impossible, eh.
I liked it. I like that Mission Impossible.
I like Mission Impossible
Didn't
as well.
See the other two.
I liked it better than 3.
I liked 3 as well. I liked all of them except 1. That's all I got to say.
Yeah.
All
right.
I remember mocking their techno lingo after walking out of 1. And I believe Tim yelling at me for mocking their techno lingo.
We didn't see it together, so that can't be us. Can't be me.
I know we didn't see it together, but I remember discussing it. It was either you, maybe it was Joe. But I was like, fuck, that's not a thing. They're talking about a CPU that doesn't exist. And I got it back as, fuck, that's not a thing. That's a CPU that doesn't exist.
Yep, sounds like
that's
something
right.
I would say.
It does.
Good job, Tim.
But also Joe.
All right.
What are you, rat bastards?
A Sandcast for this week.
All right.
Kisses.
Remember, never trust a prolapsed anus.
You're doing it like you're doing it like Special Hug Chick.
I thought you could say like a Special Ed Kid.
No, sir.
And this week,
that's Tim.
This week, I hate that I never got a special hug from Special Hug Chick.
You should, sir. Memories. You should.
Thank you for
tolerating, I mean listening, to this episode of the TanCast podcast. You can go to our official website, TanCast.com, where you can read our blogs and find links to the official TanCast Facebook page, the official TanCast Twitter page, and the official TanCast store. We'd love to get emails from you, so email us at fucktards@TanCast.com or yourmom@TanCast.com, or you can email the guys individually at Tim, Andy, or Noah@TanCast.com. As always, we'd like to thank DJ Technoy for creating the official TanCast theme. That's all for this week, and as always, remember, Superman will rape you.
TanCast. It's too bad this is going to be cut out of the show. It's funny. But congratulations.
Don't cut that part out, though.
Just congratulations for no reason.
Yeah, congratulations. What? What? Hold on.